Here's a song that just sort of wrote itself one night. I don't even think I was at home at the time. It's a song about the Grand Ole Opry and its sponsor, the Nashville Life and Casualty Insurance Company. Now, that night I was so high I needed a stepladder to scratch my ass. And I kind of twisted the title of the song to Nashville Casualty in Life. And now this one goes out tonight to my old friend Tom Pacheco. In faded gabardine he used to stand down by the Union Station with that old hat in his hand. A banjo-picking devil, a singing ragtime saint. The young folks called him beautiful and the old folks called him quaint. And the station master pointed to the sign, and they busted him for loitering when he was making memories rhyme. Out in the falling snow he'd sing his song to a world too cold to listen and too white to sing along. Just a Nashville casualty in life done left him without a dime. Ever since the good Lord took his wife, he'd find him strumming on the corner all the time. And most of Music City never saw the world within the song of a Nashville casualty life. Goes on. In the attic sets a dusty hat and cane, and the kids that found a banjo there all rusted from the rain. I strummed a little rusty ragtime beat, and I sang for every soul out on the street. I could almost see him standing in the rain, his black and blinded face reflecting all the pain of all the time and people passing by and all the ringing memories that can make a banjo cry. Just a Nashville casualty in life. It's a riff that's held to play. He sings for you living on the streets, and Lord, you sleeps in the back of some cafe. And most of Music City never see the world within the song of a Nashville casualty in life goes on. Well, folks, here's my favorite Irish toast. May the best of the past be the worst of the future.
Hoo-la-la, hoo-la-la, hoo-la-la.
And my favorite Texas toast, here's to honor. Get honor and stay honor. Well, folks, I'm 67 years old, though I thank you very much. Though I read at the 69-year-old level. Got my last will and testament worked out, and when I die, I'm to be cremated, and the ashes are to be thrown in Rick Perry's hair. You know, before I got into politics, Willie Nelson gave me some very good advice that has served me well, not only in politics, but in life. And Willie said, if you're going to have sex with an animal, always make it a horse. Because that way, if things don't work out, at least you know you've got a ride home. Now, as we get older, we begin to lose our hearing. I'm losing mine, and I really don't mind it too much because I don't want to hear all the bullshit of the world anyway. Politics, you know my definition of politics. Poly means more than one, and ticks are blood-sucking parasites. So we don't need to hear that. I also have only two areas of interest. The only things I care about are Libya and Charlie Sheen. That's it, so...